This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Leftover candy. Any little ghouls come to your door? Any big ghouls come knocking on the door? Did you recognize the costumes? That's the key thing. Sometimes you get out of touch, and when you're out of touch, you don't really know what somebody's dressed as. I got a note from a friend today that said, if teenagers are coming to your door and they're asking for candy, just be happy they're doing that and they're not doing something else, and applaud them for that. So I would have loved to have people come to the door, but our plush satellite studios are, of course, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And once again, massive, massive rain. It's the craziest thing. I've never seen this much rain in Dallas since I lived in the city. And any of you who deal with so many other elements, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? What do I always say here on America Tonight? I talk about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and the buzz is always at some point in our day over the weather. Can you believe how hot it is? Oh, we just missed that tornado. Ah, unbelievable what's happening to those people who are still recovering from the hurricane. And then, of course, whatever washes out of Washington is what we're always talking about. And it's about the midterm elections. This time next week, we'll be into a midterm conversation talking about what happened, what didn't happen, what we saw across the board, and the coattails of the president. Did a lot of people ride on those coattails, and did it work, or was it the opposite? Who better to join us on that note than Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News? Hey, Bob.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
So you went through these how many elections? You know, you went through a ton of elections in your career. And obviously, when you were in Congress, that played a part of it, right? That was part of it, of who was president, and you know,
sure.
what was the effect of that, right?
I went through Clinton, and I keep in mind my district was 16% Republican index.
Wow.
I was a Republican, so
wow.
I went to Clinton and a lot of other things. So it makes it interesting when you're dealing with a president. I went through two presidencies.
Yeah, two presidencies, and each one obviously very different. And when you were on the campaign trail, and this is good kind of inside baseball for people who are listening, and then that's the brilliance. You do such a good job anyway, but you know what it's like because you've been there. Did you constantly get asked questions of people who were frustrated by what was happening at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue or on the Hill, I would imagine?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there was the impeachment of Clinton, and then, you know, of course, NAFTA kept coming up and over and over and over. And I had a very pro-union district, so that was a big issue, anger at Clinton, you know. Then you had George Bush and Republican, and immigration was constant. Every single cycle, something with immigration would run up. You know, guns. You name it, and you would get, now you try to localize it. Here's what you do for the district. Here's what I did for this. I took care when the floods were there. You know, you do try to localize what you do, but you're a federal legislator. You're not going to get out of answering questions about the White House. I don't care what you try to do, you know. So all politics are local, but you've also got that national flavor there that just, you know, doesn't go away.
Oh, yeah. And we know that the border is always a hot issue.
Sure.
It's very polarizing. Either people want, like, this caravan completely stopped, and it's absolutely wrong, and we could have Middle Easterners who want to kill us that are part of, you know, ISIS or whatever that could be mixed into it, because we know that that's happened in the past, that some have come over the border, or this is ridiculous, let the people in, we shouldn't do that.
Sure.
And there's no question the president takes a hard stand on that. That was what he ran on.
Well,
and now he's saying he might deploy more troops, Bob.
Well, he's doing that. He's saying up to 15,000, which is big, you know, is obviously overkill. But he came out with an ad. They came out with an ad today. And the Democratic Party is going, you know, crazy over this. And this is dealing with, this is kind of ISIS. the cake for what Trump's been saying. The border, the caravan, you know, everything he's been saying up to now, the birthright, which, you know, he can't do, by the way, by executive order. That's something in our country since 1790, you know. But they came out today about this, you know, illegal immigrant, and his name was Luis Bracamontes, and they have come out with an ad that is no holds barred. With him in court, he killed a deputy in Sacramento, California, and he is using expletives. He doesn't care. He is using racial slurs, at this woman, and they came right out with it. And the response, which was interesting on this, the response on it was, Daily Democratic panic meter. Trump shares deranged video blaming Democrats for undocumented murderer. They don't get it. He's not. Yeah. He was illegal, deported several times. Now, I'm not saying it was the Democratic Party's fault for him doing the murder, but you got California sanctuary cities. Because I'm looking at this with this ad, I know what they're doing, you know. And if the Democratic response is, well, hey, now we're not responsible for that undocumented murderer. He was illegal, deported several times, and so that's where, you know, when they will come back and defend a, you know, by saying an undocumented murderer, I think they're going to have problems. So he's thrown out, you know, they're calling it racist and everything. He's, the president's putting the whole border thing and immigration thing right out front, I think, obviously trying to help the Republicans in a very, very tight midterm election.
Yeah. Even, you know, on Twitter, what was interesting, too, is the president went after Paul Ryan and, you know, said Paul Ryan should be focusing on holding the majority rather than giving his opinions on birthright citizenship, something he knows nothing about. That was one of the things he said.
Well, yeah, look, the president on birthright, and like I said, this goes back to 1790, naturalization, we got 1868, the rights, Dred Scott decision. I can keep going with this thing. And Paul Ryan, as speaker, is saying actual, you know, the truth that, look, this isn't going to be able to be done by executive order, which it's not. But, you know, it's irrelevant. What the president is going to say is, you know, you have to do something. Obama did things, quote, illegally. You know, Trump's going to say all of this. And Trump's going to, it doesn't matter if he has to go after Ryan or not, because, look, Ryan's not going to be back anyway.
Yeah.
So in Trump's mind, so what? He slaps Paul Ryan around. You know, you want to take the majority. Trump has went into aggression, you know, 900% right now in the last days of the campaign trail. And these elections are very, very tight. The Democratic side's made health care a number one issue, and the president is making the border, you know, a number one issue.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be fascinating, that's for sure. Bob, always interesting with you. Thanks so much for peeling back the onion a little bit with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, good stuff. So you heard what Bob said, you know, exactly what he went through as when he was a congressman. And there it is, like a report card on the whoever the president is, what people are saying in certain areas, districts, if somebody's winning or not. So, for example, Ted Cruz, the Texas Senate race, Beto O'Rourke, the Democrat, making some serious noise. They're pretty close in the polls. If Cruz loses, then there's the conversation about, you know, wow, what happened? In there. Hang with us. Lots happening. 5 days to the midterms. We got more.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoMite.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
As far as those who are running and who he's endorsing, and Republicans, that's what it is. It's almost like a referendum on it, or a source of pride for any president who's in office, Democrat or Republican, or if we ever elected an independent, it doesn't matter. Pick your flavor. That's what happens, because often they're asked to go and campaign, and they do for certain incumbents or those that are challenging the opponents. You know, the Democratic opponents would be in this case with the Republican party and what are the hot races and that kind of thing. As I will tell you, having seen Ted Cruz, I also got a chance to see Beto O'Rourke and to see what, you know, his crowd was like, and there is less than 5% in the latest polls, for what you believe of the polls, in that election, there is less than 5% that separate them. There's been heavy, heavy early voting, some of the most that they've ever seen in the state of Texas. So that absolutely is one to watch, to see what happens in the great state of Texas. Ted Cruz ran for president. Ted Cruz definitely had his backers heading into the year that he ran for president. But Will he find himself looking on the inside out? That would be a huge win for the Democrats if they pick up that Senate seat. So the president is going to a couple of different places. He was in Florida on Wednesday, Missouri on Thursday, West Virginia and Missouri and West Virginia on Thursday, Indiana on Friday. I got his agenda. Montana and Florida again on Saturday, Georgia and Tennessee on Sunday, Ohio, Indiana, Missouri on Monday, the day before the election. I mean, the bottom line usually is midterms are generally lower turnout, sort of base races. And I think Republicans have concluded they want, you know, the president to be out there and be stumping rather than sitting or being at the White House and not being out on the road and trying to pump up whatever campaign or candidate or whatever it might be. Like Florida, there's a high-profile Senate race there. Current Governor Rick Scott is challenging the incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson. What happens in that one? There's also the what's happening in Georgia, Brian Kemp in Georgia, Ron DeSantis in Florida. So it's interesting. It's interesting to see with a couple of important governors' races, too, tossed into the mix of all of that. It becomes, you know, kind of, again, this is the important time. This is that last week before some people could make history and some people could find themselves looking on the inside out thinking they weren't going to be in that situation. I think it's hard to predict because we've seen that the polls have been wrong before. I mean, let's look at Hillary Clinton. Everybody seemed to think, I shouldn't say everybody, but a vast majority of people seemed to think that Hillary Clinton had won the presidency, and so much so they were filling the Javits Center to celebrate the first woman being elected and Hillary Clinton, and lo and behold, it wasn't at all Hillary Clinton. Some of the polls were wrong. So I'm going to run down a couple of things for you here on America Tonight, some of the hot races or some of the conversations that I've had with people in the last week or so, and what some are thinking. So, for example, Marsha Blackburn could be Tennessee's first woman senator. She's been a guest on the show before. She's a Republican congresswoman. She's Tennessee's first Republican woman nominated to the U.S. Senate and the state's first woman in 40 years to be nominated by a major party for U.S. Senate. You've got in Arizona, Martha McSally and Kristen Sinema, I think that's how you say it, Sinema, will be Arizona's first woman elected to the U.S. Senate. Both representatives, McSally, a Republican, and Sinema, a Democrat, battled each other to replace the Republican Senator Jeff Flake, who, you know, is retiring, and one of them will get in there. Then governor races. This one is the one everybody's talking about. Stacey Abrams could be the first African-American female governor. She's a Democrat, former state legislator, first African-American woman to win a major party nomination for governor. Paulette Jordan could be the first Native American governor and Idaho's first female governor. So pretty interesting on these firsts of what's happening, especially on the female side. You're seeing that, and it's Republicans and Democrats, too, by the way, as you heard me say there. Another race that's pretty interesting is the South Dakota. They could have the first female governor who is a Republican. She served as a state representative in the House since 2011. People like her. Kristi Noem is her name, and she's been out there visiting every single place that she can go to. She has worn out lots and lots of shoes doing that kind of thing, so there's a possibility. Andrea Tupela could be Hawaii's first Native American woman governor. She's a Republican. She's the first Samoan Hawaiian woman to serve in her spot as the state House minority leader. So interesting. What's also interesting in my conversations with people in the polling business is millennials are not voting, are not really voting. They're really kind of apathetic. But I think I mentioned this on a previous show, the globals are out there. So the generation just coming of age where they're voting for the first time, etc., they're voting. They're going out, and they'll probably have more people voting than in their demographic than you have in the demographic for the millennials. How about that, huh? Key thing is, for me, and you know this, I've been doing this show for a decade, if you've ever listened to me even once, when it's election season, I always talk about this. I mean, listen, it's about voting. If you want to complain, whine, etc., here's the deal. You have to vote. You have to let your voice be heard. You have to get involved in the process. Get off of the couch. Go vote. Get involved in the process. Know who you're electing locally. Know why you're electing them. Figure out, and it's easy to find out, the way they're voting. And maybe you always vote one way. You vote for your ticket. You vote for your party. You like it, et cetera, and you 99% agree. But maybe there's that one lousy candidate that you just can't vote for. Don't vote for him. You don't have to vote for him, right? Just pay attention to what's happened. Just a little bit of attention. Because I know we can do it. We can have better representation if more people paid attention and we had higher voter turnouts. It's free. We live in a free country where we get the right to vote, which is awesome. As somebody who has seen what happens when you don't get the right to vote, where you have to fight for it, where you get killed for it, where you're being forced to vote a certain way, it is scary. I've talked about this before. I won't go in depth about it, but I covered the Mexican elections in Chihuahua, and it was two parties. It's the PRI and the Panistas. And man, did I see some things. And everywhere you went, everybody was armed, like they were, especially as a journalist with a camera, because I was doing television, they weren't really happy to see us. Yes, you're invited in, but we're going to be watching your every move. And I saw people forced to vote. I saw stuffing of ballot boxes, payoffs. I mean, right in front of your face, you saw it. They didn't want you shooting that. They didn't want that on film. But we all knew it was happening. We reported it, frankly. So, to me, I think the fact that we don't have to go through that should be enough to nudge us all into wanting to be part of the process. And even if there's frustrations, at least let your voice be heard. All right, I'm off my soapbox, but you're going to get on yours. I'm going to the mailbag next on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field, seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above, redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President Obama spoke at a rally in Gary, Indiana. He's aiming to energize Democratic voters to the polls.
When you vote, you can be a check on bad behavior. When you vote, you can choose hope over fear.
Meanwhile, President Trump spoke at a rally in Georgia. Earlier, he told reporters at the White House he's feeling optimistic.
With so many people in Congress, with so many people in the House, it's very hard to make those stops. But I've made a number. I think we're going to do well in the House. I think we're going to do really well in the Senate. And there is something going on out there.
Democratic Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen tells NBC his party does have a chance.
We do have a narrow path to a Senate Democratic majority. It's a narrow path.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thanks for rocking the mailbag full of your thoughts. I'm going to go light at first. This one from Jake, who says, Kate, did you ever meet Willie McCovey? I listen to your show on NBC. You should tell the other listeners about it. And I listen to Man Cave and everything else that you offer on America Tonight. But, wow, Willie McCovey, one of the best lefties ever to play baseball. I never saw him play, but I saw footage of him and I heard some of his tales because my father grew up in San Francisco. So, yeah, he same thing for me. He was 80 years old. He spent 19 of 22 major league years as, you know, with three different teams, and he played for the San Francisco Giants. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in the 80s and 86, and the cause of death wasn't really announced, just that they said he was struggling with health issues, and he passed away very peacefully. That's what his daughter, I guess, told people who were worried about him. He was a regular at AT&T Park. He watched the Giants from a suite, and he even went to the Giants season finale against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So He definitely had an impact on the great game of baseball. And, yes, I did talk to William McCovey a long, long time ago when I was the sports director at a big radio station in Dallas called KRLD, and it was an honor to talk to him. I'm glad you asked that question because he had such great baseball knowledge, of course, and he really could talk about the game. That was it. You know, he talked about his own – he talked about his own – foibles, and he had stories. You know, it's about people's stories, and he had great stories because he played with other legends of the game, and to me that was always, that's always the interesting part about sports. And just like politics and business, I like the history part of it all. And he had a lot of interesting moments in his career, including he beat out Tom Seaver for the National League MVP in 1969. He had 45 home runs, 126 RBI for 2 years in a row. He had hit like 320. I mean, that's crazy numbers. So sadly, the world has lost an icon, but a life well lived at 80 years old. Jake, thanks so much for that question. And yes, when I'm not on America Tonight, you can catch me behind the mic on NBC Sports Radio. It's a syndicated show as well. It's on Sirius XM 205 from 3 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday, or local radio stations. Or you can also catch me on the NBC Sports Radio app. It's free. Just download it. Just like you can catch me on TuneIn Radio on America Tonight, because I know people have different schedules. All right, so let's jump into something else. This one comes to us from Beth, listening to us in the great state of Missouri. And Beth says, hello, Kate and crew of America Tonight. I heard you say that you were celebrating 10 years on the air. Congratulations to you for that. I know that your business must be a hard business, so it's got to be something when you can hang in there like it and like that and keep on ticking. That's it, keep on ticking. So my question to you, Kate, is do you still dress up for Halloween? And if you don't, what's the best costume you ever had? I just wanted to ask you something more interesting than the usual fare, because I know we're going to be talking about elections, and my blood just boils over that. I like how you say, you just like leave us hanging. My blood boils over that. Why? Why does it boil over that? Just vote. Vote. Let your voice be heard. I haven't dressed up for Halloween, and it's been a couple of years. Let's see. My favorite costume, that's a curveball question. When I was in college, I went to Ohio University, and it was known as the big party school in the Midwest, also a really good journalism school. And just like in Missouri, you know, they've got Columbia, Missouri, of course. The thing is about Ohio University, Halloween was a big deal. They had a street that went through the center of campus. It was called Court Street, and people would come from all over the Midwest, Indiana, other parts of Ohio, Illinois, you know, Michigan, you name it, and would dress up, and other college students, and the costumes were amazing because you had engineering students that would come up with things that just blew my mind. And I think, because of course my mother, who's great at everything, sent me costumes that she made costumes. So one of my good ones was Raggedy Ann, which I don't know how she came up with that, but anyway, that was pretty clever. And then I had roommates that were clever, and they did this thing with pizza, because you know when you're in college, you order a crazy amount of pizza, and of course I'm sure we were in on that too, and we were all Domino's, like slices of Domino's pizza. And that was well done. And I was the obligatory Crayola crown. I think that's enough on my costumes. But people are way more creative than me. The things that I've seen that are out there are pretty wild. It's when you take something clever and turn it upside down and then make a costume out of it. Like I saw somebody that was, what were they? A table for one, and the guy was a table, and he had like a lamp shade kind of thing, And it was just cool looking, just clever the way he designed that. And I've seen a lot of, over the last couple of years, I've seen a lot of interesting costumes. Let's put it that way. All right, let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Joseph, who emails the show a couple times a week. Hey, Kate, this is my weekly email. Whitey Bulger, I think you talked about seeing that story or that movie on him. And did you see that they found him dead in prison and they think that he was actually murdered, I guess? Yeah, who played that? Johnny Depp played Whitey Bulger, and he was ruthless, right? So that's a crazy story. If you've never seen that movie and you're interested in that kind of stuff, watch that movie. He eluded the FBI, cops, whatever, for like 16 years before he was captured and convicted in 2013. And he was convicted of 11 murders. So he died in this prison in West Virginia, 89 years old. And they didn't release the cause of death, but they said they were investigating it as a murder. I guess he was beaten to death, so hello. He was beaten to death and wrapped in blankets, and it looked as if he were sleeping. And the video surveillance showed at least two inmates going in and later getting out of the cell before the body was discovered by officers. And I guess they initially checked his cell because he wasn't there for breakfast, blah, blah, blah. And then they found his body after that. So obviously it's a homicide. You know, it's interesting because he was moved abruptly from a federal prison in Florida after threatening a health service staff person. And then he was put in a solitary confinement cell. Then he was put in Oklahoma City before he got transferred to Hazleton. He was serving, of course, a life sentence. And he was just known as a notorious criminal for what he did, you know, violent. I mean, he was the head of a violent South Boston crime ring, the Walter Hill Gang from the 70s into the 90s. So Bulger was tipped off about his indictment by an FBI agent and escaped in 94, and he was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list until they finally found him in Santa Monica, and it was like a weird way that they found him. And some people kind of thought of him, because, of course, poor people in that area thought of him like Robin Hood because he would do nice things for people. But in reality, he was like this diabolical, frightening guy. So my thought is, obviously, somebody got to him. Somebody that wanted to see him die. What he had done, I would assume, maybe not. Maybe it was just a prison thing. But they're investigating it, I suppose. We'll find out. Perhaps what happened there. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Sam I Am. And Sam says, Kate, do you think a lot of people are going to vote in these midterm elections? You always talk about turnout. Do you think the turnout is going to be heavy? Well, let me look into my crystal ball, which is half the time cracked. Well, especially when I'm making predictions. And, oh, by the way, we're speaking of predictions. We've got Nail the Score coming up next. So keep this number handy, 855-266-2283. I would love to say we're going to see a great turnout in the midterm elections, you know, whoever you vote for. But traditionally we don't. The early turnout, the voter turnout, has been pretty brisk. That in some states, that gives me hope that, geez, more people are trying to do, they want to make sure they do it, so they're not waiting, they're excited to vote, they want to go vote, they're taking pictures, they're showing their stickers off, and I'm going to say bravo to that. If you're doing that, that is a good thing, because you're encouraging other people to vote. So, yeah, absolutely. Music means we got a ditch, and then on the other side, it's Nail the Score. We'll pick the game of the week. You don't even have to like football. Just guess a side and the score, and you could be, woohoo, a big winner. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. It is time for Nail the Score. I hope you got the word. You know how we are. Sometimes it's like Pony Express. I covered the Pony Express. I mean, seriously, I did. When I lived in Nebraska, when I was a young television reporter. Back in the day, I love that music. I love scary music. I do. I like suspenseful movies. I don't really like the slasher movies. All right, so it's not about what I prefer as far as horror movies are concerned. It's about what is the game of the week in the NFL. So the game of the week in the NFL has to be the Sunday night game. And what is the Sunday night game, you ask? I don't know why I'm talking like that. The Sunday night game is the Packers and the Patriots. Packers and the Patriots. I like it. So week 9 in the NFL, there are some other good matchups. But I think this is Football Night in America, I think this is a good one because of what we've seen from Aaron Rodgers, because of you know, Tom Brady and the Patriots. What are we going to see from them? The Packers coming off of a disappointment. However, what a game that was with the Rams winning it. And to me, that spells bounce back for them. But bouncing back against the Patriots, I think we're going to see a really, really close game between these two clubs. What you care about is you want to nail the score. Because if you nail the score, you get bragging rights and all kinds of really cool prizes. So enough from me. I'll tell you what I think as we motor through. 855-266-5283. Let's go to the bunker in Texas. I love this guy. Pete! How are you, Pete?
Did you actually live with the children of the corn?
I did. Okay, so here's a quick story for everyone listening. I'm not kidding you. Sight unseen, they hired me. Pete, I needed a job. I was 20 years old, got out of school with a worthless degree. What are you going to do? Although my school was awesome. Journalism was good there. But I get a job in the cornfields. And I said when I went to the town, it was Kearney, Nebraska, where's the television station? And they said, just look right out there at the cornfield, and that's where the station was.
Oh,
so you're right. I was with the children of the corn. You knew.
I'm no thanks. I have skills.
I bet you have skills. So do you have skills in picking this? Who is it? Is it the Packers or is it the Patriots?
Where are they playing?
Take a wild guess.
Lambeau Field.
Lambeau Field? Is that what you think? You think it's at Lambeau? No. So here's the deal with the game. It was one of those flex games, you know, where they all the networks agreed. I don't know if people know this. They agree to flex the game. So it's in New England. It's at Gillette.
Okay. And what's the spread?
The spread is New England's favored by less than a touchdown, 6. The over-under is 57.
Okay. Let's go. Oh, I'll give it a shot. 35-30. The Pats.
Ooh, I like that guess. 35-30, the Pats. You are locked and loaded, my friend. Thanks, Pete. I love the Children of the Corn reference. All right, let's go out to Dan, also in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. I'm going to go 34-27 Packers.
Oh, Packers. Yeah, that'd be a big win for Aaron Rodgers. He would love that. 34-27. I like your guess because it could be after being so close to the Rams that's, you know, bouncing back that way would be huge. All right, 855-266-5283. We're doing that nail the score thing. For anyone who just tuned in and you're saying, what's this lady talking about? Has she lost her mind? No, it's a fun thing we do. It's nail the score. And it's one game a week. You pick a side. Tell us what you think the final score is going to be. We've had two winners in the past. We're due for a winner. Maybe it'll be you. Maybe it'll be Sharon in Maine. Hello, Sharon.
Hi there.
What do you think? Is it the Packers or the Patriots?
I think I'm going to go with the Patriots because they are winning more games than losing. And I'm going to go with... I'm sorry, what?
I like that. I like your philosophy because they're winning more games than losing. That's perfect. So what's the score?
I'm going to go 31-23.
Oh, I like it. That's, you know, we see those crazy scores. Sharon, thank you. 31-23. So Pete, Dan, and Sharon have weighed in. You have only a couple of minutes to jam on this. If you jump on the digits, you can do it. 855-266-5283. We're talking about nailing the score, and the score is the Patriots and Packers, that game, what you think will happen there. Let's ask our own Nathan Reeder what he thinks. Nathan, what do you think?
Let's make this sucker close. 31-28, the Pack.
31-28, the pack. Ooh, I like it. All right, thank you, Nathan. I like how he said that. Let's make this sucker close. Yeah, and they have been close Sunday night games. So, all right, bravo to that. I'm going to say, gosh, it's hard. I've been struggling with this one. And by the way, anybody, because I forgot to mention this last week, but people were smart enough and they chimed in on it. You can go to katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and put in your guess. There's a whole thing where you can write who you think is going to win and what you think the score is going to be. It's easy to do that. So, let's see. Last week it was, by the way, the Saints beating the Vikings 32-20. Yeah, Drew Brees and the Saints, they kind of paid back Minnesota for what happened last time around when those two teams met. I'm going to say the Packers win it, and I think the Packers, and this is, I mean, come on, really, Pats is the natural one to pick. I'm going to say the Packers win it, and the score is going to be 38-34. I think it's going to be close. And if the Packers are going to win it, because either one of these quarterbacks, we know that the vintage Tom Brady, he can come back at any moment. And the same thing on the other side of the ball for Aaron Rodgers. Both of them, you give them 2 minutes on the clock, forget about it. They can definitely come back. So based on that and a few other reasons, I'm going to say it's going to be close. And there's some big injuries. I mean, listen, both teams have had to go through different injuries, but not the key cogs. They're all back. You know, like for the Patriots, you've got Edelman back, and he should be good, Gronk to go, and it's, you know, they're just, again, he always pulls Belichick, and Kraft always seem to pull the right levers, and it is, you know, it's just kind of like Sharon said, simplistically, well, they're winning, you know, they seem to be winning more games. Yeah, they're winning games, and that's what they do, and that's part of that is because of Brady and the never say die kind of thing. So they keep on rolling. And as for the Packers GM has taken a lot of heat because they just went through a bunch of moves. They traded a former Pro Bowl safety, also somebody else who contributes in a lot of different positions. So, Clinton Dix went to Washington, I love that name, for a fourth-round pick in 2019, and running back kick returner Ty Montgomery, who's had some good years, to Baltimore for a 2020 seventh-rounder, answering a lot of questions, and this was after their loss to the Rams. Some people were surprised by that. So this is a big showdown on Sunday between Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Thanks to everybody who nailed the score. Don't worry, if you email me, I will get them all in. There's usually at least four or five of you that do that, and maybe this time around we have a winner. Thanks to all of you as well for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.